The following is an interview with Kelly McMahon discussing the first annual three-pitch tournament in honor of her late husband and former mayor of Campbell's Bay, Maurice Beauregard, which was held from May 26th to May 28th.
So can you explain a little bit about what's going on here today, or this weekend, I should say? Yeah.
Okay, so my husband, Maurice, he passed away in October. And when he passed away, my son and I, we were talking, and he said, you know, we'd like to give back to the community. So the idea of doing a bursary for high school students was something that, you know, we were discussing a good way to give back. And so we decided to organize a bursary for the three high schools in the Pontiac. So Shawville, our Pontiac High School, Sainte Coulonge, and Dr. Wilbert Keon. So there's a $500 bursary for in honor of my late husband, Maurice Beauregard, to recognize a student who has demonstrated leadership and community, a good sense of community. So the award is going to go to the student who has contributed to improving student life, whether it's through activities, volunteerism within the school, or, you know, just making sure that the community of the school, you know, it benefits from, you know. And it's not based on academics, it's really based on involvement within the community, the school community. So baseball has been a huge part of our lives. Maurice and I met on a baseball field. Our kids, we've coached baseball over there, three pitch over the years. Mo had put together a fastball team in the Upper Ottawa Valley with the kids. A lot of the kids that are playing here this weekend, and actually a lot of them that are on the field playing right now. And it was just, that was just the thing to do. And Campbell's Bay, our ball field, is the center of our town. So we said, let's do a fundraiser to raise money for these bursaries. And also with the park that was named after Maurice Beauregard, we said, well, you know, it's a nonprofit fundraiser. So in the sense that we raise money for the awards, and the excess will then go to back to the park, to the Maurice Beauregard Park. So however the town sees fit in terms of whether it's improvements to fencing or anything that the park needs over the years. And so that's how it all came together. You know, it's only been 7 months since Mo has passed away, so I knew that I couldn't do this alone. So I reached out to a lot of friends, and I said, what do you guys think of the idea of this? And everybody was like, yes, for sure, how can we help? And so I delegated. So people in charge of the canteen, the bar, the tickets, the announcing, the whole ball set up and stuff. And, you know, I really thank all the friends and family who've come out to make this happen today. I'm just sitting back here and just, you know, enjoying the show, being here. The weekend was picked especially because this is our anniversary weekend. So and so in the future, this event will happen on the last weekend of May every year. And it's just, instead of, you know, being sad, Mo said, don't be sad for me. He said, you know, enjoy my memories, live, have no regrets. And he said, you know, make me proud. And I think this is really, he would have loved this event. And this has really been an amazing weekend. The weather is absolutely fantastic. And yeah, and it's just been a great turnout.
Oh, that's a really great tribute there. And how many people you estimate here are participating? Do you have an idea? Or?
So we have 14 teams in total that are playing in the tournament. We have one team from outside the Pontiac, and then the rest are all local teams. But everyone here knows Mo. And if you were to go and talk to anybody here and say, tell me a story about Maurice, somebody would have something to say, because he's just so well known from everywhere, because he was always involved, whether it was volunteer, whether it was, you know, as a parent, as a municipal councillor, as a mayor, as a MRC advocate, you know, for the Pontiac. He was always involved. People knew him. And That's the fun part about this, is people are coming who aren't even playing ball, but they're just coming to spend an afternoon or an evening watching ball, listening to music. The DJ is going to be here later this evening, and just having a good time. And really, like I said, Mo would have loved this weekend.
Sure. And you kind of mentioned it there too, but in addition to the baseball here, what else here is going on throughout the weekend?
So we do have the DJ was here last night. They're going to be here again tomorrow night. there's the ball, obviously. We have home run derby at, it's the last thing of the evening, around midnight. There's the 50-50 draw as well. And really, it's just what to do. Have great a great day on a beautiful afternoon, just watching some ball and cheering on all the people that are here.
Campbell's Bay thing to do, I suppose, yeah.
It is.
For sure. And for those that that might not know there too, would you be comfortable talking a little bit about who Mo was and what he was about there?
So Morris was he was born and raised in Pontiac, and he always said, we are going to live in the Pontiac. And we did. We went to school in the city. We came back, and a lot of times people said, like, I can't believe you travel so far to from where you live to where you work, because we both worked in Gatineau. And there's just a sense of community here, you know everybody. And that was all about Mo. Mo didn't matter where you were, whether you were in another province on vacation, in the city, in local here. He loved to make friends. He loved to meet people, and never afraid to go up to somebody and say, hi, how are you? Start a conversation. Next thing you know, with their Facebook friends, and they're friends for life. Other things about Mo, he loved his community. He loved to give back, loved to pay it forward. And he was just that guy that, you know, he would give the shirt off his back. If the community was out of power, well, he'd make sure that everybody, if they didn't have a generator, he'd lend our generator. If they needed a ride to school, he would go and drive them up to school. It was just who he was. So he honestly made the world a better place.
And you mentioned you guys had met at a ball tournament there. Was it here in Campbell's Bay or was it elsewhere?
Actually, we met in college. We both went to Heritage College in Gatineau, and actually, one of the team organizers for the Mojo Pockets, he's the one that introduced us. He said, "I need a girl to play. Come play ball." And I met him rounding third, and we've been together ever since. We're together 25 years. We would have been married 18 years tomorrow.
That's quite a story. Anything else you wanted to add there? We think we pretty much covered it all.
You know, I just want to thank everybody for being here, the community, friends, family. It's just, it's an overwhelming weekend, and it's just, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for this community. And like I said, this is an opportunity for us to pay it forward. And, you know, to have the future leaders of the Pontiac being recognized while they're in school. And you know what, maybe someday they'll follow in his footsteps and be a municipal councillor or mayor, or really look at focusing on, you know, bringing life back to the Pontiac.